Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, folks. It is live talk radio, and I was just told our bumper didn't fire. Who needs those pesky bumpers anyway? Well, you know, I am the king of bumper music. You listen to my program again, following Alex's show every day, Monday through Friday. But we're on the air, and that's fine. We got a lot to do and a lot to talk about. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We are in our third hour of this global transmission. It is the 22nd day of June 2006. Again, I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones today and tomorrow. I believe Alex will be back with you on Monday, giving you full reports from the convention. I call it a convention. It is a conference of scholars, a conference of highly placed individuals who are now all questioning what happened on 9/11. And I think we're about done questioning because we have so many answers. And Professor Stephen Jones will be appearing. We were just told to announce that Charlie Sheen will be appearing at the Saturday version of the event. So if you go, make sure you're there Saturday if you want to see Charlie Sheen. I think that will be rather motivating, and I just really can't applaud him more for coming out and speaking out against 9/11, risking everything to do that. But Alex will be back on Monday talking about all of that, and not long after that, as we mentioned earlier on PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll begin to start seeing some of the video footage. And we were told earlier, thanks to a lot of you good info warriors, that C-SPAN will be covering the Sunday version of the event and all the speakers on Sunday. The BBC is coming, and roughly, I believe, about 80 different news networks and news organizations are coming to cover this 9/11 conference over the weekend. I want to go back into your calls, but something very strange has happened at Walmart, and I wanted to cover this at least a little bit anyway. And this came to my email box today, and it reads like this. For the past few months, there have been numerous trucks delivering inventory at our local Walmart here in Missouri. I am an inventory manager, and the trucks are not carrying Walmart containers. We have been told not to process the pallets, which are military style, the same we used in the Gulf War where I was a reservist in logistics and supply. The warehouse is now full. A few have peeked at the contents at the risk of being caught, and 10 cans, or number 10 cans, of what appears to be bulk non-perishable foods. Management have been acting very strange, always in a hurry, and there are numerous top management meetings. I know for a fact that we have huge contracts with FEMA, and that is why there is a Walmart within 50 miles of any population center. Take it for what it's worth. It may be nothing, but I have seen a buildup in inventory like this since I've been employed here for 5 years. And then she updates this. All of our mystery inventory has been redistributed. Some of the pallets were marked COG-R2, whatever that means, with number 10 cans of what appears to be bulk non-perishable foods. COG, what is COG? It is continuity of government, continuity of operations, and continuity of government. This is a plan, in part, of a comprehensive emergency management program using comprehensive planning processes based on federal guidance and best practices in emergency management and continuity planning. In the article here in front of me, it addresses what COOP and COG really is. And basically, what it refers to, and certainly this is some very shadow government stuff here, some very Orwellian stuff, but it was conceived during the Cold War as a way to ensure that the U.S. government would be able to continue in case of a nuclear war. In addition, continuity planning was a requirement for state and local governments under the Civil Defense Program mandate. Today, the continuity of operations and continuity of government planning remains an important planning requirement. While terrorism might be the threat that is leading to the increase of planning efforts, COOP and COG planning will help ensure governments that services are ready to go in the face of any hazards. In other words, the corporations will feed you in an emergency. Not your local churches, not your local community centers, but FEMA, working through groups like Walmart, will be able to take care of you in case of an emergency. We'll come back, take your calls, talk more about this. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we're just discussing briefly continuity of government, COG. Some of these boxes at Walmart marked R2, which is Region 2, east of the Mississippi. Region 1 would be west of the Mississippi. And again, getting into the concept of, if there is a real emergency or even a false flag operation, I mean, do we need to go running to Walmart to be fed? Or isn't that the job of our local churches, our community centers? Aren't they supposed to be stocking up on food and water to take care of us so that we don't have to take a FEMA number in order to get fed? Obviously, here's the moral to the story. The most important point that we can point out here is that you need to be prepared. I hope you understand that. You need to be prepared. That means whenever you go to the supermarket, buy an extra can of food, buy some extra dry food and store them. Okay, get MREs. And whatever you do, make sure you have a way to purify water. These things have to be done. Make sure you have firearms to protect those things, because as we saw in New Orleans, a lot of gangs tracked down the sound of generators and went in shooting and simply stole everything from the people there that were prepared. So you have to not only be prepared, but be prepared to protect what you have. And everything that implies. So the bottom line is here, don't expect someone else to save you. Don't expect someone else to get you through an emergency. You make sure you're prepared. Make sure your friends and your family and everybody else is prepared, and you'll ride through an emergency. Have a place picked out. maybe 20, 30 miles outside of the city or longer if you can. Have a place you can go if you have to get out of the city. Have a plan to get out of the city. Because they're going to lock you into these grids and you're going to be stuck. And we've seen this happen time and time again. I remember the blackouts just about 2 years ago. Massive rolling blackouts from New York to Ohio and then throughout Canada. And it didn't take more than a day before martial law was declared in Cleveland by the mayor of Cleveland, and the people were standing at FEMA trucks trying to get food and water. In this case, at the Walmart. I got to say something else. This is just a strange coincidence, I'm sure. I'm looking at, I printed this up today from my email, and it says at the top, it gives my email information, my Hotmail account information, and then it ends message 666. Just a coincidence, or is somebody trying to tell me something? 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We're going to go back to the phone. Steve in Florida, where I'm sure you better be prepared living in Florida. You're on The Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. And yes, you're right. Anybody living here would be a fool if they were not prepared.
Yep.
I had several points to start with, though I came in late. And you were speaking as I came in on firearms confiscation, Mr. Bolton and UN. Would you give a quickie to me of what's going on, and then I'll get in my other points?
Well, basically, there was an alert put out by the NRA. I believe this just came out today. It's entitled, Fire a Shot Heard Around the World on July 4th. Basically, what this is the United Nations is getting together with a number of countries around the world on July 4th, the United Nations headquarters in New York, to debate how they can continue to register firearms, how they can continue to control firearms, and eventually take our firearms from us. So that was the pretext of our interview.
Okay, good. Some of the guests were talking about brainwashing and mind control, and we see this a lot. I see it in many areas. I've gotten all of Alex Jones's videos over the years and passed them out and made copies. The latest one I'm passing out over the past year or so is the Beyond Treason by Joyce Riley and Dr. Roki. I notice a very large segment of the population down here, which is a military town. It's shocking. I take copies of Dr. Howenstein's depleted uranium article, and I lay them around the waiting rooms in the Naval Hospital filled with retirees and active duty personnel, and they pick them up and glance at them for a moment and then put them down in favor of the silly magazines that you usually see in these hospitals. Given many copies of Beyond Treason to individuals.
So you're putting free copies of videos in the lobby of the VA hospitals, and they won't even take the free copies?
Not the VA hospital, although that's been done. The naval hospital. Retirees and active duty personnel dependents, they pick it up and put it down. They're not interested. It says right on the top, depleted uranium, Gulf War illness. I've got it all highlighted.
It might not be that they're not interested. It might be that they're just not prepared to face the information. As soon as they see that title... because, again, that makes you responsible, doesn't it, once you know the information?
You're correct. I've given many copies of Beyond Treason to individual personnel, including doctors, and very interestingly enough, they become frightened, and a few get angry. And I noticed that the people who become angry are enlisted personnel. Very strange that the officers do not get angry. They seem to get frightened and don't want to talk about things.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Steve, and this is something we've started to figure out. I've had some pretty heated arguments with so-called, war veterans from the Gulf War and from the Iraq War.
Well, one of them.
You know how it is. Well, I went and fought there. You didn't fight there. What do you know about it? Well, I know because I interview all the generals and all your commanders. That's how I know. I interview guys like Doug Rocky, who, as you mentioned, Dr. Rocky wrote the Pentagon platform for how to handle depleted uranium. When he went there to supervise that, he was poisoned himself by that. But my point is, when you can get through to these people, get out just enough information about DU, I guarantee you, unless they're completely shut down and mind-controlled, they start opening up, and you really can start reasoning with them. They start thinking, wow, did I bring this back with me? Am I poisoning my family? And yes, it's very, very scary stuff, but certainly something we need to know about. And I got to compliment you, Steve, for what you're doing, man, getting these videos out, putting them in places where people need to see. And we can't worry about if everyone's going to absorb the information or latch onto it even. But we have to do what we can to get that information to them. And one of those videos could end up being shown to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We can never forget that.
I thank you for thanking me, but it's really not me. If Alex is not carrying it or Joyce Riley, I couldn't have these things to pass out. I put copies in all of the libraries in Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. I put it on Access TV over the college. It's on Channel 4 every last Saturday. I've given them all over the place. If there's copies in my hand, I'm going to pass them
out. You're the man, Steve. Well, this is a grassroots operation, and we don't hide behind the fact that we're activists first and talk radio hosts second, something that Dan Rather and Sean Hannity never admit to. But you know what? Dr. Rocky listens to the show. You got a message for him?
I pray for him in this house with my family. We love him. I'm glad he did the work. I'm a Gulf War veteran. I'm a Vietnam veteran, as he is. And I will continue to pass these out because I have Gulf War illness. I have friends that are on morphine and OxyContin all day long. Many of the people that served with me, with a SEAL team I was with and the Force Recon Marines in the 91 war, have died in the past 15 years. I am not upset at anyone in the government. I am trying to wake people up as to what is happening to our veterans. There's half a million of us sick.
Well, we're supposed to support our troops. This is one way to do it, isn't it, Steve?
I do support them by telling people the truth of what's happening with the troops that are coming back right now.
That's exactly right.
God,
hey, good
you.
For you, Steve, man. Keep up the good work. I appreciate what you're doing.
And one last thing?
Sure.
I want to tell people to watch not only all of Alex Jones' videos, but Loose Change. It's phenomenal and powerful.
We carry all that right here at InfoWars. Thank you for recommending that. And there's even some new 9/11 videos and 9/11 information that's just starting to reach the public, which is boggling our minds, really starting to fill in all the last pieces of the puzzle. But, of course, when you make a puzzle, you can see what the picture is going to be. But, of course, there's always someone that's going to say, hey, there's a piece missing out of the sky in your puzzle. That's not right. So we're now even filling those pieces in, and the whole story is beginning to come together about insider trading, about global drug smuggling, global intelligence, and add on top of that the loss of liberties and all of these justifications and pretexts for war. We're starting to really get a serious understanding of what happened that day on 9/11. Steve, thanks again for the call. We've got Dave. Dave, I can't read my handwriting, but I think you're the only Dave. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I'm actually calling from Utah.
Okay.
And I was in Washington recently, was speaking with a friend of mine who actually got back from Iraq. He was over there for 14 months, and even though he really doesn't want to talk about his experiences directly, since it's, I guess, pretty recent to him, the only thing he really will say and agree with is that, you know, America really doesn't have any place in being over there. And in supporting the troops, along that vein, as you were just speaking with Steve, it's hard for me to validate, you know, sending our troops to foreign countries to fight wars like this.
Well, George Bush said when he was running for the presidency back in 2000, if we don't stop sending our troops around the world in these nation-building projects, we're going to see serious trouble coming down the road. And what is the first thing he did? You know,
well,
so
yeah.
I mean, even George W. Bush knows this. Even they even knew this ahead of time. And for them to say, well, we really did think they were going to throw flowers at our feet. We really did think we were going over there to help the Iraqi people get freedom and democracy while we're grabbing their guns, putting together curfews and torturing them and killing innocent women and children. They can say they really believe that all they want, but that doesn't change the fact that that's where we're at.
Yeah, I'm only 25 years old. So, you know, this is like the first major conflict that I've really been alive for. I remember the first Gulf War, my mom turning on the TV when we were sending troops in there, you know, the first time. And yeah, I remember that made an impression on me. I was only probably about 11 or 12 at the time. And it just, you know, it struck me as wrong then, and there I was young, you know, kind of realizing that.
Well, look, it's wrong. I don't know if everyone agrees with this, but a majority of people believe now this was a big mistake. The problem people have is, what do we do about it? Okay, as Colin Powell said, you broke the dishes, you know, you got to clean up the store. But, look, this is the thing. People need to really understand this. We pulled out of Vietnam under the same criticism and the same circumstances. If we pull out, the domino theory is going to roll through Southeast Asia and the communists are going to take over the world. What happened when we pulled out? Nothing. Nothing bad happened. We saved face. Everything was good to go. Thanks for the call. I'll hold you over, Dave, if you like. We're going to go to Dan and Gene and Greg. Everybody patiently holding. The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
For over 50 years, the Cowbend Soap Company has been showing customers around the world that soap can be tough on dirt and good for the environment. Folks, this Cowbend soap is amazing. It actually breaks down to be cheaper than the soap you buy in the grocery store. It's not filled full of chemicals and formaldehyde. And I hope you take showers every day. I can only speak for myself out there. Some of the audience I can smell from the studio. So maybe you just need soap, period. But we need to get you Cowbend soap. This is naturally good for the environment. I talked about this yesterday. I had a lot of joint pain. And as soon as I switched to Cowbend soap, my joint pain went away. And I found out it was from the formaldehyde in the soap. I thought, you know, I thought I was going to need, like, pain pills or surgery. No, I didn't need medication or surgery or pharmaceuticals. The Cal Bend soap did it for me. And it's funny how these little changes you can make in your life make such a big difference. Cal Bend Soap, one of the great sponsors of this show, the Alex Jones Show, they are waiting for your call right now to order. You can go to their website, calbenpuresoap.com, calbend, C-A-L-B-E-N, puresoap.com, or give them a call at 510-638-7091. Again, 510-638-7091. This has been endorsed by so many people, and now I'm somebody who can endorse Cal Bend Soap as well. So get on the bandwagon here, and you might, again, be having some of the same problems I had, some health problems, and see those alleviated. Not only that, it's good for the environment as well, all right? Not that we're raging environmentalists here like Al Gore, but anything we can do to, again, help our environment is always going to be good. Want to go back to the phones. I'm catching my breath. I had to run across the street and get some coffee here real quick in the last break, but we're all good. We're good to go. I'm going to go back to the phones. 800-259-9231. Anything that you want to talk about? And we had Dave in Utah was holding over. So, Dave, we'll go back to you, let you finish up.
Okay, thanks. As far as the Walmart shipments, I do have some family that works at a distribution center in St. George here in Utah. So I think I'll give them a call, see if they've seen anything.
You know, the thing about that is, though, when I first read that story, I mean, you know, the natural inclination is to go, well, Walmart just wants to help. What's wrong with Walmart working with FEMA and the government just to help people in case of an emergency? And I think I detailed exactly what is wrong with that.
It is suspect that Walmart would be having an involvement, that's for certain. But, I mean, the preparedness of the country and of the government to handle, you know, disasters has been, you know, pretty much called into question since Katrina, I mean, very severely.
Absolutely. That water and all that food couldn't even get into Katrina because, again, it's your government that's coming to save you. If the government really wants to do something to help people be prepared, they need to put out all kinds of free brochures and massive commercials on the mainstream media telling you how to be prepared for yourself. And then, of course, if people don't heed that message, giving back to the local churches and community centers where you can go and actually get help immediately in a local emergency. But we beat that to death pretty much.
One question I did have about the NAFTA super corridor coming in from Texas is the governor's involvement there. Doesn't that kind of seem like a silent secession from the union?
I don't think it's that. I mean, our governor here in Texas, Rick Perry, is a creation of Karl Rove. I mean, he was the replacement that was groomed to come in and take over after George W. Bush, and Karl Rove helped make that happen, and Perry has done nothing but embody TxDOT and help TxDOT and all of these corporations put this thing up. So secession, I don't know. Privatization, the selling off of our land to foreign countries, certainly, yes. And the problem with this, and what I was trying to get through to Linda earlier, is we went through all these city council meetings for over a year, maybe longer, almost 2 years. And we'd have city council members here. It was Brewster McCracken and others who would say, well, we're going to investigate this, and we're looking out for you. And what we'd find out is all they were doing was buying time for the corporations, because as soon as they got enough of this put up, there was just going to be no going back.
Understood. In regard to the conference this weekend, I would love to attend. Unfortunately, I can't, so I'm hoping to catch as much of it on C-SPAN as possible. And it's encouraging to hear that they are definitely some effort into going there. And
let me interrupt you, and I got to move on here too. But here's the thing: you'll be able to see all the speeches. You know, Alex Jones is going to film all of this and make all this available to you. The reason why you want to go to these conferences is to meet like-minded people from all over the world who believe what you believe, and to have that sense of positiveness and community spirit. That's a real reason you want to go to these, folks. We'll be right back after this. Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years. But no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
United States Internet traffic. In a Salon exclusive, they've uncovered two former AT&T employees saying that the telecom giant has maintained a secret, highly secure room in St. Louis since 2002. Intelligence experts say it bears the earmarks of a national security agency operation, or as it used to be referred to as, no such agency. In a pivotal network operations center in the metropolitan St. Louis, AT&T has maintained a secret, highly secured room since 2002 where government work is being conducted, according to two former AT&T workers once employed at the center. In interviews with Salon, the former AT&T workers said that only government officials or AT&T employees with top secret security clearance are admitted to the room located inside AT&T's facility in Bridgeton. The room's tight security includes a biometric man trap, quote-unquote, or highly sophisticated double door secured with retinal and fingerprint scanners. The former workers say company supervisors told them that employees working inside the room were, quote, monitoring network traffic, and that the room was being used by a, quote-unquote, government agency. The details provided by the two former workers about the Bridgeton room bear the distinctive earmarks of an operation run by the National Security Agency, according to two intelligence experts with extensive knowledge of the NSA and its operations. In addition to the room's high-tech security, Those intelligence experts told Salon of the exhaustive vetting process AT&T workers were put through before being granted top security clearance and clearance points to the NSA, an agency known as much for its intense secrecy and technological sophistication. It was very hush-hush, said one former AT&T worker. Quote, we were told there was going to be some government personnel working in that room. We were told, do not try to speak to them. Do not hamper their work. Do not impede anything they're doing. And I'll add this, don't look them in the eye. The importance of the Bridgeton facility and its role in managing the, quote, common backbone for all AT&T's internet operations. According to one former worker, Bridgeton serves as the technological command center from which the company manages all the routers and circuits carrying the company's domestic and international internet traffic. Therefore, Bridgeton could be instrumental for conducting surveillance or collecting data. I would go a little farther than Salon here and said, most possibly, definitely, that is exactly what is going on. AT&T is involved in monitoring the internet. They have massive security above and beyond all security provided in any general AT&T monitoring station. It has all the earmarks of the NSA. It most likely is exactly what they are alluding to in this article. By the way, you can find this at prisonplanet.com. If the NSA is using a secret room, it appears to bolster recent allegations that the agency has been conducting broad and possibly illegal domestic surveillance and data collection operations authorized by the Bush administration after the terrorist attacks on 9/11/2001. AT&T's Bridgeton location would give the NSA potential access to enormous amounts of internet data. Currently, the telecom giant controls approximately one-third of all bandwidth carrying internet traffic to homes and businesses across the United States. Now, does that mean you should be paranoid? Does that mean that you should quiver in fear every time you stroke a key on your computer keyboard? Absolutely not, because they can't monitor all of us. They can't manage all of us. They can't take us all tomorrow and throw us all into camps, though I'm sure they would like to try. And the fact that we've, in a way, an article like this could have even been leaked to try to evoke fear in you, because, of course, this does work in some cases. Though I know as bold as this audience is, that's not going to hamper you from continuing to fight the info war. Dan is calling in from Ohio. Dan, thank you for calling in and holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Paul in Ohio.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Paul.
Welcome, Paul. You're on the show.
Hi, Jack. There's definitely some kind of quickening and awakening going on. You have that great film coming out, A Scanner Darkly, that looks to be really good. You have the conference going on, everything else.
And let me tell you about a little film called Land of the Blind. Have you heard about this? This is kind of our new 1984. It's a fictional, satirical look at the Orwellian society in which we live, and it stars Ralph Fiennes, Donald Sutherland, Lara Flynn Boyle. And if you go to my MySpace, by the way, I'm on MySpace, Jack Blood, MySpace, very easy to find me over there, folks, and you'll see Land of the Blind is in my top eight. But like V for Vendetta, like the brilliant speech given by James Spader on the court television program, now I'm having trouble remembering what it is. It'll come to me. Boston Legal, that's it. So all of these things really going together to try to, again, just even by osmosis, waking up a lot of people, getting a lot of people used to this information. I'll tell you, I have a lot of people from Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Got huge ovations at all the film festivals, and a lot of films were geared into this particular vein this year at all the film festivals.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you what I think it's attributed to. Have you heard that the North Star Polaris is not always the North Star? That it actually follows a 26,000-year precessional wobble?
I've read things like that and heard that on Coast to Coast. I don't know how much credence I put into a lot of that, but go ahead.
I think it's like purely science that our Earth's axis wobbles.
Science is subjective as to what you want the outcome to be. You do understand that, don't you? I mean, you could use scientific data to approve a lot of things, not conclusively, certainly, but to get you close enough to a conclusion that you already wanted to arrive to. We've seen that happen certainly over and over again. So you think that the North Star is doing some gravitational pull and getting people out of their paradigms. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, Alex Jones used to report about how the sun's activity is increasing. And one of the main things is that our North Axis will become the closest pointing to the North Star Polaris around the year 2012. We've always considered it to be the North Star, but it won't actually be... I mean, it'll be the closest at 2012.
Well, let me just be honest with you. I don't know enough about this, and I don't put enough credence in it to even really comment on it. But, hey, look, I mean, I appreciate you looking in and investigating it, and I guess that's an aspect we can look at. I'm just, for some reason, stuck in reality. My problem.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Can I throw out a website?
Why not?
All right. This is for the World 13 Moon Calendar Change Peace Movement and the Planet Art Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's at tortuga.com and lawoftime.org. And they basically say that the Catholic Church has used our Catholic calendar that everyone uses unconsciously to basically corrupt our character at its core.
Right. Well, again, there might be something to this, Paul. I'm just probably not the guy you want to talk to about it, but I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Keep the faith. Gene in Texas, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, Jack. I you have to deal with these people that have been brainwashed by these major talk show people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity against conspiracies. And how I do that, basically... of course, I have a background in history. So I just, first of all, I say, if they call me a conspiracy theorist, I say, well, are you a non-conspiracy theorist?
That's, you know, that's a pretty good retort. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I mean, because who's going to say they don't believe in conspiracies?
Yeah. And I just kind of throw it back at them. And instead of them putting me on the defensive, that's what it's a defensive tactic. They want to put you on the defensive by calling you a conspiracy theorist.
It's semantics, okay? How are we going to ever arrive to a fact if we don't have theories? I mean, this is done every day in police departments all around the country in multiple murder investigations.
That's right. I studied criminology, too, and that's definitely true. Now, and so, of course, there's a difference between opinions, theories, and facts and evidence. And, I just say, well, you know, if you go into world history, Julius Caesar was murdered in a conspiracy. Even Christ Jesus was murdered in a conspiracy.
Right.
And I say the Bible, even in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 25, talks about a world conspiracy.
But
and
you hit on something. Let me interrupt you for one second.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do that. But
That's
you hit on something that I want to point out, because part of the problem is that we get a lot of people out there with their theories, so convinced of their theories with nothing to back them up, that they try to present them as fact, as the quote-unquote truth. I'll remind you what Bill Cooper says, there are many truths. So we actually do ourselves a disservice and play right into the hands of the New World Order when we don't have the evidence, when we can't verify and back up what we're saying, and we're pushing this as the God's gospel truth.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I have a background in history and theology, so I can usually back up what I say to these people.
It doesn't mean that you can't put out a theory and say, hey, here's my theory on how this happened, and here's what some of the evidence is that might back this up, but still, we're still investigating it. And then, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with being conspiracy theory. Is something wrong, though, with passing off a theory as fact when you don't have the evidence to back it up, Gene?
No, I mean, in fact, the scientific community... most of the things that have been discovered that are in the scientific community have started out as theories.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not talking about evolution, which I don't believe in, of course, which is still a theory, but I don't believe it's a true one, of course, but there's been a lot of scientific discoveries and even modern technological things that we have today that started out as theories or science fiction.
You don't believe in evolution, natural selection?
No, not at all.
I mean, there is some scientific data to back that up in a variety of species. I think where we sometimes get confused is that we're told that we came from apes and that can be proven through science. And I think regarding the human species as we are today, the fact that we came through natural selection and evolution is something that I think can be debated. But there's certainly some creatures that have evolved through time to be able to survive in a certain environment, and that's something that's hard to argue with, Gene.
Well, I know, but I believe every creature had an original parent, though, of course, and you don't get something from nothing, so you had to have what even atheists call intelligent design that started everything, and so you can't rule out an intelligent creator or creator.
I'm going to agree with you on that. That way we won't, and I do agree, by the way, but that way we won't have to have a 20-minute debate on
it. Right.
Well, hey, let me say this. I got to take a few calls here, too, but you reminded me of something that I wanted to mention on today's show, and that is I have heard, and I believe this is going to happen, Jim Fetzer from the Scholars for Truth, who will be speaking at the conference this weekend, will be on Hannity and Combs tonight.
Oh, well,
that'll be good.
Yeah,
and you know what he's going to be
like
talking about? He's going to be talking about what we talked about extensively yesterday, the Bin Laden poster and the fact that Rex Toombe over at the FBI, quote-unquote, said there's no hard evidence pinning 9/11 on Bin Laden. That's one of the things he's going to try to get through to Sean Vanity.
Well, let me tell you, even in 1996 when Sudan had Osama Bin Laden and we're going to hand him over to the United States government, the United States government said we don't want him because there's not enough evidence that he was behind the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center.
Oh, those pesky liberals, huh, Gene?
So, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is they have to have a boogeyman. You have to understand. They have to let Osama bin Laden escape from the Tora Tora Mountains there.
Tora Bora, yeah.
And in order to keep him as the boogeyman, as the phantom behind all of these supposed...
Well, they've made Al-Qaeda... Look, I mean, they're not even trying to push that as much anymore. They've made Al-Qaeda the boogeyman in general,
yeah.
Trying to pass off the illusion that this is some organized organization that makes joint statements and all of this. I mean, but you're right. That's exactly what we've got. Emmanuel Goldstein on steroids. We don't need to fight the commies anymore. We've got terrorists. And guess what? Everybody can be a terrorist, just like everybody could have been a communist. Gene, you're a good caller. I wish we had more time for you. Greg in Kansas, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's up, Jack?
What's up?
Hey, do you ever get the feeling that the government kind of portrays Al-Qaeda kind of like being Cobra from G.I. Joe?
No.
Yeah, I mean, just because...
But
I'm not
that familiar with G.I. Joe, so...
Well, I was just saying, you know, they try to make it to be like it's this, you know, huge thing that, you know... Anyway...
I had a $6 million man... a doll when I was a kid. I didn't go for the G.I. Joe, so I was more into the half-human, half-cyborg, you know, which I guess was setting me up for what we're seeing today. No, but I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I was one of the InfoWarriors that heeded the call to call C-SPAN this morning.
Attaboy. Look
so
what you did. Look, aren't you proud of yourself? You should be.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I told them that I was going to look forward to them unbiasedly covering the event, and... So hopefully that kind of put him on the spot a little bit. So you know.
Well, they may not cover it in an unbiased fashion, but
sure,
it
sure.
Seems to me that they're going to be running some of the speeches, and then I'm sure they'll try to do some editorial on top of that. And hopefully they will do that, and the evidence will get a chance to speak for itself. And I think this could even be better than the David Ray Griffin speech that they ran a while back. I mean, this has the potential to really get the debate going in the right direction. And if they actually do this, I think we're going to have to really compliment them for doing that. Okay?
Oh, definitely, definitely. About the Walmart thing and the number 10 cans, I actually try to stock up on the ready-to-reserve food and stuff.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Mountain House is one of the companies that produces it. They were actually on back order for several months. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that kind of ties into the story there.
Well, sure. Go ahead.
I was just going to say another thing is, too, one of the reasons, I guess, why, like, a lot of people don't, you know, accept, you know, the alternative theories, you know, or they kind of criticize people who think the way we do, it's just that a lot of the schools, like, I'm a college student, and pretty much if you're not a neoliberal or pro-UN,
yeah,
or, you know, pro-sustainable development, I basically get ostracized, so.
Right. Well, I mean, really what this comes down to is groupthink, and I got to tell you, I watched Bush give his speech at the 2004 coronation. I was probably 50 feet from him. And I was surrounded by people who were crying, literally crying. I mean, here's Bush standing in this giant occult symbol telling us how we got to fight terrorism and give up our liberties and yada, 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 right? And people were were literally crying. And I got to tell you, I found myself working, and I'm working with Fox News covertly, okay, the whole time. And I had caught myself a few times going, maybe Bush isn't so bad after all. I mean, it's really contagious, and anything that isn't conducive to global groupthink will be pounded out, hammered out, ferreted out and punished.
Well, it's funny that you brought that up because he actually came to speak at my university several months back, and you know, I told people I wasn't going to go to listen to him and everything because I didn't support the guy, and they're like, "Well, you need to respect the office." I'm like, "Well, he's a public servant, you know."
Right.
So, you know, I don't. The only person I respect, you know, like
hey,
wholeheartedly, is God.
Hey, you got a lot of stuff to do up there in Kansas. You got the new border moving up to Kansas, I guess.
Yeah.
And we just reported this NSA AT&T spying room up there in Kansas as well, in Bridgeton. So. A lot of work to do there in Kansas. Maybe you'll be the capital of the New World Order, United States. Who knows? But you're right there in ground zero. Greg, I appreciate you fighting the good fight. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, thank you for holding so long. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Jack. Thank you. I got a 9/11 scoop for you.
You want to hold and bring that up on the next segment?
I'll be happy to.
All right. We'll finish up with Dave in California with a 9/11 scoop. Final segment on today's show, the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, thanks for joining us today, folks, for the last 3 hours. We have Dar Jamail coming up briefly tomorrow to give us some updates on what's going on in Iraq and Ramadi, and with all of these killings on both sides, this phony sectarian violence, P2OG. Dar Jamail was an unembedded reporter in Iraq. I will be back right after this show for 2 more hours, and my guests will be joining me to talk about the psychiatric control mechanisms put out there for our children and for all of us. A very, very important show. We'll also be covering a lot of news and taking all the calls that we had left over from this program as well. We'll finish up with Dave in California today. Dave, you have some new 9/11 info for us. Go for it.
Thank you. I'm a member of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and I attend their forum and read their publication.
Is it true that Jim Fetzer is going to be on Hannity and Combs tonight?
I don't know that. Okay. I haven't checked today. I'm sorry about that. Okay, well, anyway... one of the members is a physicist, and he's publishing soon in a peer-reviewed manner, pretty intensely peer-reviewed, judging from what I've seen, that because steel beams, like the steel beams that were in the columns of 9/11, compress like springs 3% of their length, any collapse, even up to three floors collapsing and impacting on the floor below, a certain amount of that energy gets absorbed by 58 meters worth of the steel below. In other words, it's not just one floor onto another.
This dispels the pancake theory, in other words.
Yeah, well, the energy, and he's been able to do this mathematically very well. The columns basically absorb one half of the momentum before the collapsing floor strikes the floor below, which gives a four times reduction in energy by the inverse square law. This is all easily provable, and he does a really excellent job of it. Anyway, so what it amounts to is even if three floors gave way and hit the floor below, there would be a deficit in the amount of energy to continue the collapse. So even if it was possible for the fires to be hot enough, and even if there was damage from the planes and all that, it's still impossible for the towers to come down from that particular impact.
Absolutely. Well, this is actually what we've been saying all along. There was a lot of at least circumstantial evidence, and more we're getting, like you say, mathematical equations, extrapolations, and pure physics to prove that the government is lying to us, and they're a bunch of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dave, are you going to be out to the conference this weekend?
Man, I would love to be out there, but I just couldn't do it.
Make sure we get this information now. If somebody isn't going to send it to us, when this new report comes out, if it sounds like something that we don't already have, make sure to send it to both Alex and myself. We'll put it up on our website and make sure it gets around to everybody, okay?
Okay. Can you hold me over for a second? If you give me a private email address, I can copy some of this stuff and send it to you.
I don't have... Well, I'll just give you the one that everybody has, deadlinelive@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And that's the one at my website. And, of course, Alex Jones is tips@infowars.com.
Uh-huh.
And we'll get both of those. We have people looking at all of our emails to cipher through all of the tips that we get. But, yeah, make sure to mark this new 9/11 evidence from Scholars for Truth.
Okay.
And we'll get right to it. Hey, Dave, I appreciate your input, man.
Problem. Have fun out there at the conference.
We're going to have fun. That's right, folks. We will be dancing on the heads of the New World Order out in Los Angeles for this weekend, and I'm actually going to hang over for a few extra days to do some other business out there as well. But, you know, this is what it's all about, isn't it? Getting us all together, people coming from all around the world in a like-minded fashion to look at the real evidence, not the theories, that 9/11 was an inside job. And if you're hearing that for the first time and it shocked you, take a few minutes to start looking at the evidence. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time on the Alex Jones Show. Until then, well, I'll see you in about 6 minutes. Stay bold, folks. Keep fighting the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.